Hello, people. My name is Chimchi Caesar, and I know a lot of people don't like Mondays. So this segment is dedicated to giving you something better to think about. This is Better Monday. So I think something I've seen quite a lot the last few weeks, I guess, has been this thing of if they wanted to, they would. The whole thing of no one is ever too busy to respond to someone they actually like. You're just not a priority. And I think these are things that, not just now, but I think for a large part of my life, for over half my life, maybe 60% of my life, or more actually, maybe 80. These are things that have run through my mind because, I don't know, that if you've been listening for a while, then you know. One of the things that I've wrestled with quite a lot is abandonment. I think as a child, I went through things that made me feel like I am not good enough. And then even as I've grown up, I kind of find myself in that same position where I felt a lot of times that I'm not good enough for people. And I think it's just because I typically have this, if I say you're my friend, then if you holler at me and you're like, yo man, let's hang out, let's do this, to the best of my ability, I'll make sure that we do it, right? And if I do have free time, I'm able to say, hey, where you at? Can I pass by? Let me come see what's up. I would check on people that I care about, or at least I'll try my best to. It might not be as often as I'd want it to be, but you know what? At some point I will, right? But I think that's also ended up happening a lot in my relationships, where I almost start to feel like at some point I've ended up dating people who kind of got comfortable with me putting in effort. Where, you know, at some point, maybe at the very beginning, you know, I'm putting in effort and I feel like, oh yeah, they're putting in effort too. I'm texting them randomly throughout the day and they're texting me randomly throughout the day. And it's dope, right? But I think for the last maybe two or three relationships that I've been in, towards the very end of it, I was putting in effort. The same effort I had been putting in at the very beginning, but they just weren't. And I think I found myself in these positions where I feel like, man, I'm begging for love, really. I'm begging for attention. I shouldn't be doing this. What? But I think it's gotten bad sometimes, to the point where I genuinely do start to question myself, where I start to feel like, oh man, maybe I'm not good enough. Maybe I'm not entertaining enough. Maybe the conversation I'm starting isn't as good as they want, so therefore. And I think it hurts a lot more when it's like, you know, when you're on one of these chat apps and you can see that the person is online, but they're not responding to something you sent them. And it's just like, and they'll say things like, oh no, I got busy. And it's like, no, you managed to come online though. Yeah, I even when you came online, I did notice that you were online for a minute or less than a minute. But it's like, oh, that means I'm not worthy of your 10 seconds that you can use to respond to my text. That means I'm not good enough for you to spend 10 seconds. I think it's even worse when like someone tells you, oh, I was busy afterwards. But it's just like, wait, what? You could have told me this earlier. You could have been like, hey, I'm about to do something right now. I'll be doing this, and my responses are going to be slow. So please just bear with me. Like, I feel like a lot of things are easy, but we don't do them. A lot of things are easy, but we don't communicate well about them. And I think it's a question of, is it that we're just bad at communication, or is it that we don't think that that thing or the person is worthy of our communication? And I remember someone saying something. They said, sometimes it feels like no one is afraid to lose me. Because I feel like if you treasure something, if you feel like something is important to you and you don't want to lose it, then you're going to work on it. Oh, if your relationship is important to you, you're going to work on it. Oh, if that person that you're with is important to you, oh man, you're going to work on it. You're going to pay attention to it. You're going to give it your attention. You will not wake up and go 2 days without talking to someone that you say that you love. Like, what? What? So yeah, what do you guys think? What are your thoughts on prioritization? What are your thoughts on being intentional? What are your thoughts on if they really love you, are they going to do it? Or are you of the mind that, you know what, sometimes you can forget. Sometimes you can forget to text the quote-unquote love of your life for the whole day. It's okay. You can forget them sometimes. What are your thoughts? What do you think? How do you feel? Give me a feedback. ChimTC, ChimTC on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and on YouTube. And I hope that we can be a people who learn to pay attention to what is ours. I think not just because of like, oh man, people have insecurities and this and this and this, but I think just at the core of it, it's good for building anything. Being able to pay attention to anything is good. Being able to pay attention to details in your business is good for your business because you're going to make money. So yeah, let's be a people who, if there are people that we say that we love, if there are people that we say that we care about, let's give them the attention they need. Let's not waste our time on like random little conversations, random little this, random little this, random little this. No, if there are people who we say that we love and we care about, let's give them the attention. Let's make them a priority. Proverbs 27:23 says, you know, know well the condition of your flock and give attention to your herd. Your business, your herd. These are your sheep. This is your money. This is something that you care about. This is something that you hold dear to you. Know how well the condition of it is. Give it your attention. You don't want to lose people who love and care about you and are willing to go above and beyond for you simply because you casually and constantly neglect them to the point that they feel like maybe they are not wanted. Protect your life, man. Protect your life. I'm out.